Hello, 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 and good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us, tuning in and listening to another episode of Abiding in God's Grace Ministries podcast. In this episode, we are going to discuss and talk about your calling. You're called. It's your calling. Embracing grace. Have you noticed people tend to skip posts or podcasts or even videos, any type of contact when it comes up to about God? If you think I'm lying, watch this. Repeat after me. Dear God, please watch over my family and I and protect us through the week. We pray in the almighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, please give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense, so I can face my giants with confidence. You're called. You're called. You can't run from it. You can't deny it. You can't pass it off. It's your call. My beautiful, beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, I wholeheartedly and sincerely hope and pray that tonight's content and message brings you peace, encouragement, purpose, support, inspiration, motivation, reassurance, security, accountability, contentment, hope, positivity, strength, happiness, comfort, spiritual nourishment, guidance, joy, warmness, love, direction, fellowship, boldness, and courage, and I pray it spiritually feeds you, plus so much more. Enjoy, loves. Be still and know that I am God. Psalms chapter 46, verse 10. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my stronghold, in whom I take refuge, my shield, the glory of my salvation, and my high tower. Psalms chapter 18, verse 2. You're called. Like I said, you can't run from it. You can't deny it. You can't pass it off. It's your call. See, God knew what he was doing. He knew who he was calling, and he expertly and intricately detailed every single aspect and area of your life. Your being, your persona, your psyche, your physicality, everything about you, from the texture of your hair and the numbers of every single strand, to the color of your eyes, to the way and sounds of your laugh, to the fingerprint on your thumb. Everything is connected to your calling. And until you walk into the fullness of the thing that you were created for, you will find yourself frustrated among many other things. My beloveds, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, step into your purpose, into your calling today. Put God first. Let go and let God. Look at Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 2. Listen to the Lord who created you. Do not be afraid. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. Or what about James chapter 1, verses 2 through 3? Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God to my last breath. Psalms chapter 104, verse 3. Look up, brothers and sisters. Your redemption draws near. the king is coming. And always remember, forgiven. For unto us a son is given. We are forgiven and redeemed. And always, always remember, God must increase in you, and you must decrease. Thank you for joining us for the episode, Your Calling. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, and don't forget to join our communities and our groups. Until next time and next episode, we love you all so very much, and God bless. Thank you.